strong support for AGS Chris Baur in packed Socialist Party fringe meeting. Around 120 people packed into the Socialist Party fringe meeting at the annual delegate conference of the PCS Civil Servants Union on the 23rd of May. The meeting was dominated by the threat to unity of the left in PCS brought about by the decision of Union President Janice Godrich to stand against fellow Socialist Party member Chris Baur to be the left unity candidate for Assistant General Secretary, a position Chris has held since 2004. The left unity election will take place in the autumn. This is where the political issues should be debated. Record. In his introduction to the discussion, Chris described his record in the union, from the important part he played in the decades-long fight to remove the stranglehold of the right under Barry Ramsbottom, to his present-day role, including him fighting for the best deal for members during negotiations on several key PCS disputes. He referred to the way in which, in his capacity as treasurer, he had helped lead the union's successful, determined struggle against the Tory government's attempt to bankrupt PCS through the removal of Chekhov. Chris was also keen to point out the emphasis he has always placed on a collaborative approach, shown in his consistent willingness to work with all fighting individuals and forces. At the same time, he explained that this did not mean he sacrificed his own principled position as a Socialist Party member. Chris made clear that he was prepared to answer all attempts to impugn and undermine his record as AGS. Socialist Party General Secretary Peter Tough also spoke from the platform. He set this attack on Chris in its broader political context. This included remarks on the struggle currently taking place within the Labour Party, in which the Blairites are continuing their offensive against Corbyn. Peter pointed out the importance of the trade union movement intervening in this struggle, raising as an example the welcome move by Len McCluskey, leader of Unite the Union, to publicly confront those Blairites using smear and slander to undermine Corbyn, including with spurious claims about anti-Semitism. Danger. Peter described the danger posed to the historic conquest of the left in PCS by this divisive move. Regrettably, Janice had called a meeting to launch her campaign to clash with the Socialist Party meeting. PCS General Secretary Mark Sawatka, who has publicly backed Janice's stand, was on the platform. Peter explained that Chris had written to Janice suggesting the two meetings be merged and include a debate between the two proposed candidates. She declined. Marion Lloyd, PCS Group President for BIS and Chair of Left Unity, chaired the Socialist Party meeting. Given the very short time for discussion, the meeting took place within the one-hour lunch break of conference. Marion explained that she would only be taking questions and comments from those attendees who were not members of the Socialist Party. Every speaker gave support to Chris. There was anger at the fact that Janice and Mark are putting the division down to a personal clash, rather than any political or strategic differences over the direction of the union. Several speakers also expressed disappointment that the General Secretary had intervened in this manner, essentially calling for the removal of a sitting elected official and employee of the union. Good work. Many in the room, including those who were clear they don't support the Socialist Party, listed Chris's good work and attributes. Concerns were raised about the way in which union publications seem to have been used to boost Janice's profile and keep Chris's role more hidden. The dominant feeling was that, at a time when the union is facing huge challenges, including a national strike ballot on pay, it is irresponsible to divide the left in this way and stand against a fighting, left, incumbent candidate.